Hi there. Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on how to create a new medical system with sound. So we're going to go through our proposal, which includes a lot of things we're already doing now, and share the vision of having a completely new medical system. Just adding on what we're doing to the current medical system to make it really much more healthy, where it doesn't hurt people especially. So our intention is that we have a medical system that is much more efficient, doesn't hurt people, and ultimately is cheaper, right? Really cheaper, right? Ultimately, we can heal ourselves and heal each other. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things going on here at the Institute. Tomorrow, we actually have an open house from 1 to 5 if you happen to be in the area, or fly on in, right? And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Everybody gets to go on the sound table, and we do a lot of heart-opening meditations. And even though it's 4 hours, people don't want to leave. They get blissed out. So if you're in the area, we're in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, come on in tomorrow from 1 to 5. And then we have our next certificate program at the Institute starting January 17th. It's all about how to run your own practice, how to do sound healing as a career, how the whole universe works, and how to be peaceful, calm and still with sound, so that becomes a norm in your life, and to be able to teach it to others. We also have the online version starting January 9th, which is really effective, and we've got a lot of people in the online program. We've got a dozen instructors that go through a full range of how sound works with voice, a lot of voice, and instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks and such. You can also do individual classes, by the way. And I wrote the number one selling book in the world in sound healing. So it's got a really good perspective, and our instructors are amazing. So again, start January 17th at the Institute in Sausalito, or January 9th online. We also have our summer intensive, which is June 18th to the 28th, 10 to 9:30 every day. So you can come for that and even do the online part in the meantime. So you can find all of the classes at, well, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, and you just click on the classes section. We also have our recording program starting again March 5th. That's how to do recording and mixing and producing and really light people up. And that's 1 day a week. And I also wrote the number one selling books, 2 books in recording, Art of Mixing and Art of Producing, as well as the sound healing book. So a unique perspective on how to actually record. And then we have a voice analysis software that we sell. It's the next training for it is February 17th. And it's all about being able to detect different notes and frequencies that are missing in the voice or too much. The woman who created it, Kay Thompson, did 20 years of research in hospitals and did voice analysis on people and found different patterns for physical and emotional issues. So it gives you an idea of what's going on once you're physically and emotionally, and then you get a remedy, which is notes that are missing. You actually listen and tone along with them, any vowel, so that it gets back into your system and you get a full balance of all notes. It's really effective. We also have our brainwave assessment software, where we actually can find your metabolism, the rate of your metabolism when you're in homeostasis. And it's been proven that when you tune binaural beats to that, they're way more effective, which is brainwave entrainment. So delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning, and then beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and the gamma for blissing out. So we get you, it's four CDs tuned to delta, theta, alpha, and gamma, or beta, with gamma in each one of them after doing the assessment. But you can buy this software and do it yourself on others and find their rhythm and their note. Really good for anxiety, for depression, for PTSD, for dementia, and for autism as well. And then we also have our Medical Sound Association under the nonprofit, where we've got about 30 treatment plans that you can check out in the integrated therapy section. And then we also have our Sound Education Association under the nonprofit, where we've got over about 500 exercises for each age group for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And so you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, and you'll see this page where you can go to the school, go to the institute, and see all of our classes. Oh, we also have an acupuncture class coming up for tuning forks as well in January. We've got an advanced program and also advanced tuning fork class besides the acupuncture for tuning fork. And then we also have our store where we've got over 400 products. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got tuning forks. I've got over 100 CDs in my books and videos and all types of sound vibroacoustic technologies, like sound lounges and sound tables and sound pillows and dolphins that are really effective for relaxation and also very effective for pain as well. And then we have our therapy center. We do treatments at the institute, but we also do treatments online. You can get a treatment at soundtreatmentcenter.com. And we have live treatments we're going to launch in about a week now, where you can actually get a treatment from professional practitioners with the best sound quality ever. We're teaching them how to mic everything, or you've even got compressor limiters that are patched in so it sounds like a CD online, way better quality than Zoom. So you can find all of that at soundtreatmentcenter.com. And then we have our research foundation with over got thousands of research papers, clinical papers, and student papers that you can check out. It's just like a massive database of really good information. It includes all the information on the Medical Sound Association and Sound Education Association for the kids as well. So everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay, so let's look at how to change our entire medical system. You know, it's interesting. I remember doing a conference like 10 years ago and thinking, wow, let's visualize a new medical system. And it was kind of like so far beyond a possibility that it was like, okay, let's go for it. But now I can actually not only see it, it's actually starting to happen. In fact, someone just emailed me just 3 days ago that someone just got FDA approval to use ultrasound on cancer. I mean, it's now happening. We're now talking about no more chemo, no more radiation. I mean, it's really happening. So within this proposal, I've got, first of all, it's based on sound, music, and vibration. When I say vibration, that means electromagnetics, ultrasound, infrared light, and scalar waves, not just sound. So it's a full range of vibrational treatments. And we're talking about a system that doesn't kill people. I mean, one of our instructors, a rabbi actually, who was amazing, he taught the Kabbalah for 20 years at the school. Just a couple of years ago, he got an infection in his foot and had a reaction to the drugs he gave him, and he passed away within a week, right? I mean, it's just crazy how many people get hurt by medications. It's not cool. And there's, with sound, what's so cool about it is you can actually resonate and destroy parts that are negative parts like cancer. And there's zero side effects, zero side effects. In fact, you go home in a few hours, right? Or you can resonate things into their healthy state as well. So what we have is we've got, bypass this, we've got 8 different proposals for bringing sound into the medical system. What we've been doing already with the Medical Sound Association is we've got as I mentioned, 30 different treatment plans, detailed treatment plans, but it's mostly all alternative therapies and for the integrative side of hospitals. And that's really cool because, you know, it's a big part. But now what we're talking about is getting into the actual medical side of hospitals with sound. So this is what this is all about. Okay. So let me go through each one of these proposals here. The first one is working with Anthony Holland on destroying cancer bacteria and viruses with destructive resonance. Destructive resonance is based on physics that when you find the actual frequency of something and turn the volume up, it will explode it. So what Anthony has been doing for the last 10 years, and we talked about, actually played the interview a few weeks ago, a month ago, but he's been researching very specific frequencies for very specific types of cancer, 15 different types of cancer, to be able to explode them up to 80% of the time. And he's doing this in a clinical lab with, and has written many clinical papers on it that are published in ASAID, right? And so he's made really good headway, but he doesn't have any FDA approval and he's not doing treatments because he could die or, you know, get in trouble, right? So this proposal is all about actually helping fund what he's doing to be able to get FDA approval and bring it into hospitals. Right. Now, he's getting up to 80% of the time exploding the cancers, but if we actually use an electron microscope to actually map, or even a light microscope, to actually map all the frequencies of a cell, we could explode them 100% of the time. So the potential here is just freaking massive, right? I mean, we're talking no more chemo, no more radiation, no side effects at all, right? This is just incredible. I mean, I can't think of anything that would help, especially our medical system, more than this. I mean, ultimately what they'll do is that they'll just send you the frequencies at home. You just have the device at home. And like you just sit in front of this light device, which is actually a pulsing light at a certain frequency. It's called a plasma device. And within, you know, a couple of days, the cancer is completely gone. It's really quite amazing. So we're talking about getting FDA approval for this, right? It's going to cost a good amount to actually do it, and we'll set up a lab, and we'll be underway, right? So that's the first project. Just getting rid of cancer is all, right? The second project is an expansion of what we're already doing with sound for dementia. We've got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California called Calabria in Napa. They've got around a couple of hundred participants, they call them, that come in every day and are there for most of the day. And so we come up with a wide range of protocols to be able to help them. And we've been now training the staff for 9 months there. And we're making incredible headway. Right? So let me go over the different things that we're doing. First of all, you know, they've already got a program there where they actually interview people and find the music that they loved in earlier years. And that's well known and proven that that can wake people up when they listen to the music. There's a movie called Alive Inside, and they show people that are completely catatonic, and then they play music in the headphones that they loved, and they completely wake up and start talking to you and everything. That's very cool. But what we're talking about is now using sound healing music. There's so much sound healing music that really is like higher consciousness, that totally accesses higher states of awareness and consciousness, right? So I've got 40 songs that we're testing, all 40 songs for every participant to see what lights them up. And it's really, really cool. We also have a CD tuned to 40 hertz, which is been proven in a research study to help with dementia. By the way, Alzheimer's is one aspect of dementia. There's many different types of dementia, and Alzheimer's is about 80 to 90% of all dementia, just so you know. So we're using 40 hertz. We also have a frequency CD for the brain that's not music, that's really helped wake people up. It's called our brain CD. It's the Sima CD. And then besides that, we're also doing sound baths and playing instruments. But before having them play instruments, what we're doing is we're testing every instrument. They bought about 15 different instruments from our center. And so we test every instrument with each participant and give it a thumbs up or thumbs down. So we know what instruments they don't like. So then we do a sound bath or a sound concert with the instruments they love, right? And they're playing the instruments as well. Oh my God. Like a couple of months ago, we had this one woman that we're playing the instruments and she's like, yes. And then no, right? And then I gave her a little kalimba, held it in her hands, and she's like jamming on the kalimba. And the staff is freaking out. This woman hadn't responded to anything in 2 years, right? And she's like, yes, no. She's just loving the music. It's already lighting her up. We're not even doing a concert. We're just playing them for a moment just to see what she likes, right? Oh my God, the potential is so incredible. I have to tell you, there's another guy that was there that had really horrible tremors. Right? And I'm playing the xylophone. And he goes, he could hardly talk. He goes, second note. I'm like, what? He goes, second note. I'm like, second note? He goes, yeah. And I play the second note on the xylophone. And his tremors go away. I'm like, holy moly. I said, can you tone that? Can you make that note out loud? And he goes, oh, that didn't work, right? So I said, can you tone it silently? And he goes, okay, because he was still pretty awake. And he just started toning, and it was unbelievable. His tremors went away completely. So I made a CD in that key. And it's helped him dramatically, right? It's really incredible. So then there, besides the sound baths, in fact, we're doing one next week with one of our instructors, Sonia, on December 15th. And, oh, last sound bath we did for the whole center, they said they'd never seen all the participants so still for an hour ever. No anxiety. Everybody totally focused. Really cool. The coolest thing we're doing, though, is the brainwave assessment. We're finding their notes, all 200 of them, and then giving them CDs tuned to them for delta, theta, alpha, and beta. It's really effective. Last week, we had 5 people come in, and we found their notes and put them on the sound table. And a few of them were really antsy, I mean, really anxious, right? And then they got on the sound table and they were blissed out, perfectly still, blissed out. Just a couple of days ago, I was there, and there's one woman comes in who is nonverbal. She can't even talk, right? And she's often really OCD and makes a lot of weird sounds. And I just started toning to her. And she looked at me and she just got perfectly still and didn't look away for like 10 minutes. She was just enamored with my toning. It was so cool. It's besides helping with the dementia, it's all about getting them to a place of peace so they're not in anxiety. Like a third of the center is often in anxiety. And it's really stressful for even the staff people. But to be able to get them into a place of peace throughout the day is just so important for any dementia center. So yeah, we put them on the sound lounge. It's really effective. We also have our base belt. It's really good for pain. But then we're teaching them nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication is taught in two ways. First of all, for those that are still awake, and then for those that can't respond. For the ones that are still awake, we actually do call and response so they get comfortable making the sound ultimately of how they feel, right? So when they go into advanced dementia, they can express themselves without using words. This is so cool. But it's also just really good for them to be able to express themselves, you know, with sound without having to use words. It's back to when we were kids and babies and we just let it out whenever we had anything going on. Right. For the ones that are nonverbal or can't really respond, what we're able to do is match their energy and make the sound of their energy back to them. Also, you can respond in sound when they actually do anything. Right? Woo! Right? Or if they're anxious, you can match their energy and shift it. Right? This one woman, she actually screams and it freaks out some of the other attendees. So we actually practice matching her scream and shifting it to a lower note. Very cool. So the main thing is really just creating a connection, because some of them are, you know, so gone that, you know, to be able to actually communicate with them with sound, they're like, you know, they just look at you because now they see that you're making a connection. It can be very cool, especially if they start making sound back. Okay. So what's cool about this program is the staff is tracking every single thing we do. So we're getting data on how effective it is. And it's just shockingly effective for just getting them to a state of peace and waking them up. Right? And so then what the plan is to take this into other dementia centers around the world and really do research and get data. I mean, this is really important and really effective. So, and it's not even that expensive. I mean, with $1 million, we could change the whole world of dementia and even start doing research on working with sound on things like plaque and things like that. So that's the second project. Then we've got a project to get rid of all pain. The basis of this project is that cells can only handle one piece of information at a time. I learned this from a doctor when I was in the hospital. And when you fill up that cell with sound, there's no more room for the pain information. And it's really true. I found if I scream, there was no pain. But I found if I just make a sound or just do toning, there was no pain. But if you had a frequency device that matches the frequency of that cell that's creating the pain or nerve or muscle, right? Then we could totally fill it up with sound and have no pain. It's like kind of like the TENS device, but actually way more detailed, because we're actually matching the frequency, natural frequency of those nerves and muscles or tendons or ligaments or whatever is causing the pain. I mean, with hardly any money at all, I mean, even like $1 million, we could get rid of half of all pain that people have. We would map out all different types of pain and the frequencies that work for the different types of pain. I mean, ultimately what we're talking about is using sound to heal and reprogram those cells, or the neural connections between cells, to be able to actually heal that those nerves that are actually causing the pain. That's where we're really headed. I mean, that's even a whole nother step. But this is massive. I mean, pain is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I mean, God kind of blew it. Went a little overboard on this one. Yeah, I mean, it's good that we know that there's a problem, but there are people that are debilitated with pain. I mean, this is so, so important. And we could get rid of easily within 6 months with research, a serious research lab, we could get rid of half of all pain. I mean, this is incredible, right? Already with what we have, without even massive research, we're getting rid of pain like 50% of the time right now, right? It's oh my God, it could just be so more effective, so much more effective. So that's pain. But here's what I think is one of the coolest ones. And that is, instead of working on what's wrong, to actually work on what's right. And what that means is, when you resonate any cell or part of the body into its natural, healthy vibrational frequency that it naturally vibrates at, it makes it healthy again. So what this is about is actually mapping all 70 trillion cells. But here's the problem. As I've talked about, it's different from person to person. That's why nobody ever agrees on the frequency of a cell or any organ in the body. And there's tons of charts for frequencies of cells and organs, right? But nobody agrees, because it's different from person to person. So what we need is an electron microscope or a light microscope that will automatically, without hurting a person, and they exist already, find the actual frequency of each cell in your body. But what we're going to do is, with artificial intelligence, we'll be able to map out the musical interval relationship between the cells and the parts of the body. And that is the same, we believe, strongly believe, actually, I would bet on that one, that the relationships of the parts are the same from person to person. So once we find the musical interval relationships, all we have to do is find, you know, a few base cells or a few base parts, and then we've got the whole map of template of perfection for a human in the body. And we're talking about being able to get rid of all disease this way. But we're not just talking about the frequency or the relationships, we're talking about the flow systems. So what we're going to do is, we're going to actually map out the melody of each of the 11 systems. So we can measure the notes within the 11 medical systems, and actually with those electron microscopes and a light microscope. And then with EKG and EEG, we can easily find the rhythm. Then we've got the song. And then we use needles with frequencies and microcurrents, electromagnetics, and infrared light, ultrasound, and scalar waves, and we run that river of flow through the body while in virtual reality watching it. So it'd be a blast, right? Imagine going into virtual reality in the hospital, and they totally run all these flow systems, these maladies, through each of your 11 systems, and the disease is completely gone. It's like flow, smooth flow without blockages is the definition of health. And that's what we're doing, running smooth flow through the body. I mean, ultimately, we're not just talking about smooth flow through the physical system, but through the emotional system, through the mental body, and even through the spiritual aspect, spiritual body. I mean, spirit is the definition of smooth flow, right? So this will get rid of, it will basically resonate us into health. So again, we're now focusing on what's right instead of what's wrong. This is just so, I mean, this is the new medical system here. It's really, and it's really, I mean, it will go into homes where people use this and you never, ever get sick. Seriously. Oh my God. Okay. I get a little excited. Okay. The fifth project. Jeffrey Martin has been using ultrasound on microtubules, which are like the little pathways within nerves within the brain. He's actually measured the frequencies of these microtubules, and he can use ultrasound to resonate you into oneness and unity consciousness. And he can tell with EEG exactly when you're there. Oneness and unity consciousness, I mean, that's where there's universal love, right? We're one with everything, and all is known. And there is no more anxiety, no more depression, no more PTSD. I mean, we're talking about getting rid of all emotional and mental issues, right? I mean, this is massive. Not only getting rid of all the problems, but getting people freaking high, really freaking high, right? I mean, oh my God, it's unbelievable, right? It's like the only problem is when you're freaking high in universal love, some people think, why get out of bed? Why go to work? You know, why do anything? And they go homeless. So you got to watch out for that. But it's just incredible because we could get rid of all mental, emotional issues like that and get people really high. Oh my God. It's very, very cool. I mean, cost a little bit to get going, but oh my God, this is just so effective, so effective. Then, for not very much money at all, we can create an EKG and EEG device that will automatically find your metabolism rate of your rhythm when you're in homeostasis. So we can give you brainwave CDs and delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma tuned to you. And within 1 minute, it will tell you exactly what your metabolism rate is. And so this is really cool and very inexpensive. I mean, you know, we could have this in the VA centers for people with all types of issues, especially for traumatic brain injuries as well. But for any PTSD, anxiety, depression, just so effective. And as I just mentioned, for dementia as well, we could use this in all the dementia companies, right? And could probably even get underway with this one for like even like $30,000, because it's not a massive, massive project. Like, that one would really help a lot of people very quickly, okay? The big problem, though, is even if we have all these cures, even, I don't use that word very often, but now we're talking about it. The big problem is people often don't believe in it. I mean, I gave my brother last year a bunch of treatments because he had fourth stage cancer. I gave him a bunch of treatments for free for Christmas. And he said, oh, no, I don't want to bother with that. No, I mean, he wouldn't even try it. Wouldn't even try it. Right? We're talking sound. I mean, what's the big problem? He says, oh, I don't want to mess anything up. It's like the big problem is people, you could have all these cures and unless they're in the hospital, a lot of people wouldn't do it anyway because they don't believe in it. Right? I mean, we've got, you know, massive ways to get rid of pain already. And people, you know, you say that and people are like, oh yeah, right. And then they try it and they're like blown away. Right. So we're doing this 7 shows on Netflix about the science of the magic of sound to really get people to understand how effective this is. Let me show you my little video demo for these seven shows. Okay, check this out. It's only 1 minute long. So we're talking about seven shows. Let's see. I'm going to put that here. I'm going to share. And so I'm going to show you a little back version. It's not behind the magic of sound. So this is the outline of all the different sections. And then, so it's really, you know, about explaining how music, sound, and vibration work. And the seven shows are, first of all, we have an overview of how sound works on matter physically. As a physics major, I'm able to explain that in detail. And also how sound has been used since the beginning of time in different cultures for healing, which is really detailed, actually. I mean, you know, they used to sing a bone back together in Australia. I mean, they used a didgeridoo for healing for ages. I mean, there was like sound healing chambers in Egypt, right, in the pyramid. I mean, not to mention, you know, even the Great Pyramid and the King's Chamber, just to get people really high into a higher state of consciousness. Right. So the first episode is all about how sound works. And then, the second is how sound works on the body more than anything. Right. So it's really like how sound affects the vibration of cells, how we can find the frequency of cells or explode cancer cells like we've been talking about. So it's all about everything we've been talking about in a Netflix show. And then we go through brainwave entrainment, how you can play any rhythm and it will entrain the brain into that rhythm, but when you tune it to the person, it's way more effective. And then we go through emotional expression. And we look at how to release stuck emotions with sound, and we also show some voice healers doing sound on people, which can be really effective. I know people that can, actually three people that can get rid of cancer right now with sound by just using the voice. But then shows five and six, we're going to hook people up to EKG, EEG, and real-time fMRI, and we're going to send out 10,000 EKG units and collate all this information in real time while doing sound treatments on people with different issues, whether it's on sleep or pain or cancer or depression or PTSD, anxiety, grief, autism. It's really, we're going to show scientifically what it's doing in real time on the show. So that should turn some heads right there. The last show is really the work of Jeffrey Martin, which was really all about getting people into oneness and unity consciousness. So by the time people watch the show, and it'll be an ongoing show, they'll really get a clear idea as to how effective sound is, and that will help bring it into the mainstream so people trust and believe in it and actually seek it out even. Right? So this is changing the masses. We also have movies and plays that we're doing as well to help bring it into the mainstream. And we've got a movie that we're working on that we have a really detailed treatment on called Close Encounter 2, where the aliens come back as sounds between the speakers in a mix. We've got a bunch of movies that are really, it's all about getting it into the mainstream and changing people's consciousness so they see the possibility and ultimately to get back to where we're healing each other and ourselves. You don't even have to go into the hospital. Okay, so that's the sound behind the magic, the science behind the magic of sound. Not very much to get that going. Not very much at all. And then the final project is a think tank to figure out how to heal every disease in the world with vibration. This is probably the most important of all, because once we figure out exactly how the body works, which we don't really have a clue right now. I mean, we've got some information, but physically, doctors and researchers have made pretty good headway, right? I mean, compared to 100 years ago, I mean, it's amazing what we're doing in the medical system, right? I mean, they didn't used to have surgery. I mean, they didn't used to have certain drugs that would get rid of certain things. I mean, it's actually unbelievable what's going on compared to even 100 years ago, right? But, I mean, the main medical system is just looking at the parts, not how the whole system works together. I mean, there are people that are focused on the circulatory system or the respiratory system or the muscular system or any of the 11 systems, right? So they're looking at the overall system sometimes, but those people don't talk to each other hardly at all. I mean, how does the respiratory system totally work with the nervous system? I mean, there's some information, but that's the way it should be, is a holistic approach. I mean, how does, you know, the digestive system affect all, every other system? I mean, that should be the way it works. But more so, how do emotions affect all of these systems? I mean, the only good research around this that I know of is from HeartMath. I mean, they've done the main research on how emotions affect us physiologically. And there should be way more. But not only that, how to work with those emotions. I mean, most medical intuitives say that 80 to 100% of all disease is caused by emotions, wayward emotions, stuck emotions, right? Or just chaotic emotions, rough emotions, emotions that are staticky, right? Or stuck. So, I mean, we should totally be looking at, you know, how the emotions work with everything. But what about the mental body? What about our thoughts? What about all the brain waves? I mean, how does brain waves affect all of the physical 11 systems? How do emotions and brain waves work together, right? I mean, what are the exact brainwave states per emotion? We can entrain people into compassion using the brain. We could entrain people into love using the brain wave entrainment, right? I mean, oh my God, And not to mention, or to mention, the spiritual aspect. I mean, we know a little bit about how gratitude and compassion and love, I mean, HeartMath has done some cool research, especially how love affects us physiologically. But what about the frequency of the soul? It's hard to even study that one because the soul doesn't exist in science because you can't actually measure the soul. But I mean, people talk about soul songs. I mean, people talk about connecting to their soul energy. Spiritual leaders talk about this. How does the soul affect us physically, mentally, and emotionally? How does a connection to source affect us physically, mentally, emotionally? Right? I mean, how do we access source more often? I mean, ultrasound on the brain? I mean, let's actually look at all the ways we can use to access more source as well. I mean, not to mention, how does nature really affect us? I mean, we know nature is incredible for healing, right? But what's really going on physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? How do all these different systems affect each other? And not only frequency-wise, but in a combination of frequencies, but also flow systems. How do flow systems in nature affect the flow systems in the body? I mean, ultimately, it could even get into how do the flow systems of the planets in astrology actually affect the flow systems in our body? I mean, there's something going on, you know, we can actually figure that out. So we're talking about the interrelationship between physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We don't really have a clue. I mean, it's like, that's like hardly studied at all, because most medical doctors and researchers are focused on one part. They're not looking at systems. They're looking at parts. And the whole deal is to ultimately look at the whole system. I mean, once we figure out how it all works together, this is the Holy Grail, right? I mean, we're talking about a million different ways to heal every disease. We're talking about the overall, I mean, if we find, for example, we find the frequency, the timbre, which is a bunch of frequencies, let me put it this way. We find the frequency of all cells, and we're able to map those. We find the frequency of all organs, which is a bunch of cells. We find the relationship of all the cells and organs to each other. And we find the song or smooth flow through each of this, all the systems, not only the 11 medical systems, but emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually, right? What are those flow systems? Through the etheric body, through the chakras, I mean, through all the different aspects as well. Then we've got the template of perfection, and we are seriously, I mean, seriously talking about all disease in the world healed. We're talking about a future with no more disease. It's hard to even imagine, huh? But I can actually see it now. Maybe not in my lifetime, but this is what we're talking about. So this think tank is like figuring it out, right? There couldn't be anything more important than this. So we're talking, among all these, it's almost like $1 billion. NovoCure, that Anthony Holland was talking about, they got $37 billion funding, right? This is nothing, $1 billion. To do what we're talking about here and how much it would help people? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So if you know anybody with a bunch of money, right, just give us a call. contact us. Let us know. I mean, even if you want to donate at all, I mean, the Sound Healing Research Foundation is it's a nonprofit. This is all going through. But ultimately, I see it as a done deal. I mean, there are people that have a lot of money out there, and people that have friends and family or themselves that are sick now, right? It's a done deal. We already have four sources that are ready to fund just about everything we're doing, right? So we're talking about this really happening. And this is just going to plant a seed for the future. I mean, imagine three lifetimes from now where all of this is completely implemented, right? Completely implemented. And we're well on the way. And we're not talking about a system to fight the medical system. We're talking about syncing with it. Because again, there's some cool things that I'm glad I was able to go to when I was sick, right, at the hospital. Could have been better. Definitely could have been better. But still, I mean, there's some things that, you know, I am, thank goodness. I mean, when I had appendicitis, thank God for that hospital. Thank God for that hospital. Even when I had a kidney stone. But, you know, there's like just so many other ways that could be so much better. As I said, there's a guy that called me up a couple years ago and goes, "My guides told me to call Dave Gibson." I'm like, "Oh, great. I love the San Francisco area." I said, "What do they want?" He said that you're helping bring sound into the medical field, and I'm here to help. And my guides are saying that within 10 years, it's going to be completely embedded in the medical system. And that was actually, it was actually 6 years ago when he actually came to me, almost seven now. So now we're talking FDA approval for sound on cancer, right? There's already NovoCure has been doing it for years where you can actually attach electrodes to the body. I mean, we now have sound in the medical side of hospitals, not to mention ultrasound forever on kidney stones, right? That's totally sound. So I talked to my friend who is totally psychic, and she goes, "Yeah, it'll be 10 years before it's embedded, but it won't be till 20 years until it's completely accepted." Well, for 7 years along, that's only 13 years. And what we're talking about is in 13 years from now, it's completely accepted and throughout hospitals. I mean, that's nothing. That's like, I'll be still alive. I'll still be alive. Right? The potential here, as you can feel, is just massive. And then we'll do it for kitties, so we have no more problems for our kitties or our animals. What do you think? Yeah, we like that idea. Yeah, just as long as we have good kitty food, we'll be fine, right? I mean, we are talking about all living beings. Once we figure out that holy grail, we'll be able to heal horses, right? We'll be able to heal all of our animals. I mean, we're talking about a world with no more disease, where everybody is lit up like a Christmas tree. Imagine. Just imagine that. No more disease, and everybody lit up like a Christmas tree. And when you're in unity consciousness, and oneness. Compassion is built in. That means no more anybody ever hurting anybody else. That means no more war. That means no more borders, ultimately. That means everybody working together to feed and house everybody. All the healthcare is taken care of, right? What else is there to do? Just feed, house, and education, right? On the whole planet. And because these big stressors of health are gone and we're blissed out, we're talking massive harmony. People getting along. I have to tell you something funny. I've got a hummingbird feeder right outside my window here. And you know how hummingbirds are. They're kind of like little hogs. They fight a lot, right? Not very often you get more than one hummingbird on the hummingbird feeder because they're mean. They're mean little suckers. Today, I had 7 hummingbirds at once on the feeder. And I'm thinking, whoa, we could all get along on this whole planet. We could all get along and just live in love and light. And it's a real possibility now. Hold that thought. At least for the rest of the day and the evening, weekend, week ahead. All disease gone. Everybody getting along and blissed out. Hold that thought till it becomes a reality. Thanks for listening.